Blog Talk.
Tell you, welcome to North at Night. I'm really tired tonight. You know, I'm acting in a play. I'm exhausted, but I just had a fun tonight. Listen to the Vice President, my buddy Joe Biden, talking on MSNBC this morning. Right now, I'm listening to I don't know how to get out of my president on the man show. You know, it was just more of the same. I'm really thinking. And who by the whole thing? And I don't know, anyway, I'm really best here because I'm submitting to the vice president. I'm really I really pooped. I should have listened to him before I came on this show. But right now, if you want, if any of you listen to the vice president on Morning Joe this morning, 347-945-6713, and we can talk about it. Hey Colt, how are you? Glad to see you out there on the I sort out the flu tonight. I get 30-45. Welcome to the Norman Night Show. I got no bonded one in here. Oh, excuse me. So I guess you know, Joe Starro was panning Joe Lieberman this morning. What do you all think about Joe Lieberman? Don't want to know nor think about Joe Lieberman. I'm above his community demands. And you know what? I'm going to filibuster that. Let that filibuster. Who really gives up blue? Trader Joe, yeah. You know what, Colt? That's absolutely true. I'm so sick of hearing about Joe Lieberman. Oh, boy. I am really pooped. I am really pooped. Oh, I had to turn off. I really would have liked to talk about some of the things that they talked about on Morning Joe this morning. The only reason I have some TV is to watch Morning Joe. Hope about a couple of weeks of it during Christmas vacation. I'm really, really pooped. But ironic, it's crazy. The first thing I want to know is that a child's Christmas in Wales, a Doug Thomas, adopted by or adapted by, which would you use there? Wakefield School Theater, Edmund Tyler, will be appearing at Wales Toilet Plains on Thursday and Friday, December 17th and 18th, 7 p.m. The show is directed by Tom Adar, produced by Tom Adar at Wakefield School, and the show stars Norm Conti, yes, you're truly wrong. You're wrong, and young man named Ted Barber, and young man with other performances by several significant people, and both students, a cast of over 40 students and faculty from the Wakefield School, and it promises to be a really, really great show. Rumor has it on Friday night that there's going to be 10 Constantines in the audience. It's been a long time since we had 10 Constantines in any single room by themselves, but that should be a real truly performance. And I am looking forward, but I'm also looking forward to the week Christmas vacation that will been really handy right now, because the guest spirit is not everything. But it really is an exhausting kind of experience we have in school this year, but it should be a great performance, and I'm the one should be on the stage again. I was ready to throw up the last couple of days, but anyway, I got a little bit of dinner in the oven. I'm here if you're out there interested in it. I sent you a message on Facebook, and without any question, there'll be tickets for you at the box office on Friday night. My brother David will be coming down, and we should be having a good old time. I guess you're not supposed to, I guess that's shameless advertising, or, you know, whatever you call it, that somebody does for their own show. But you know what? I'm doing it anyway. That should be a real fun time. But I'm not getting any callers. You know, I thought maybe we'd have a bunch of people from the old high school calling in tonight. We had Tammy, and I was talking about old friend Kevin, and hopefully they'd be calling the show tonight. Even though I'm not 100% healthy, just a possibility of those guys coming in and letting me on the show. But since I'm not getting any calls right now, why don't we just try some lists?
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call. all to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
Hey, go ahead there.
I'm getting the idea.
860, you're on the storm. Go ahead. 860. Hey, 860, you're on the storm. Can you hear me? I don't know. 860-556. Come on, you're on the storm. Not 100% sure who I'm talking to here. I'm getting buzzed for 860. Maybe we'll just have to hang it up. It's a girl, okay. Yeah, I've lost you. I hope you can call that. I mean, if you were in the chat room. I keep putting a new window. I don't know why I do that. Let's see what we got here. Hey, you're in Norway. Trust with the recipient. I'm not really sure. We have trouble with reception. I hope this sounds working out right now. Sometimes, you know, I guess they're trying to convince all of us to go to, you know, the next level of service with, well, I talk radio, but I just see it with the free service. And so I'm having a whole bunch of good time. You know, I'm going to give this a tweet and see what happens. Let the world know that you got Norm, the Norm at Night Show, 347-456-7103. Give me a call. 347-945-6713. And you'll be on the Norm at Night Show. I really talked to somebody who watched my friend Bob this morning. I'm wearing Joe. I just love hear what you thought of the old show. That would be very nice. Again, I got 5 lines open. 347-945-6713. And you'll be here with Norm at night. And I think I got too many chat windows open. And I'm trying to close some of them down. Yeah, not the best person, but, you know, who really cares? Remember, if you're anywhere in the Plains area, the Thomas is the Todd's Christmas in Wales. It's our Christmas show. Sorry, here's Julie. I'm kind of excited about that. And looking forward to putting on a good show. I don't know why I keep going to these plays other than I just like giving it a try. Looks like I'm going to get it this time. I sure hope so. I don't know, maybe not. It's hard to tell. Oh, cross, gonna boil. Hey, there you go. Go ahead and take your brown one born. I'm sorry, you're breaking by me, girl, not here. Late birth, 716 started coming. Oh, that's my cousin.
Right. Connecticut and wheat, you know about that, right?
No, I don't know.
Are you kidding
me? What are we talking about here? It's agriculture,
Connecticut, wheat. It's the biggest story in the U.S. today. You know this, right?
The biggest what in the U.S.?
The biggest story in the U.S. Winter, agriculture, Connecticut, wheat.
What about Connecticut wheat?
May I look this up? You shouldn't be having a talk show tonight if you don't know this.
Oh, I shouldn't have. What did I know about it? Why don't you know this? I really don't know very much about anything going on, but I'm sure Connecticut. I didn't even know they grew there. I don't know what it means. I didn't know they grew there in Connecticut. See, and what? And we be prosperized. I don't know. California wheat crop. I'm not saying anything about Connecticut wheat. Somebody else might know I'm here. What is the story? Excuse me. What is the story on Connecticut wheat? I'm a little here. Come on, 860, give us a call back, 347-945-613. I'm gonna leave dead air to get back. I'm not gonna leave your dead. Never been a time you think I wait for a gear to call back.
Un certo Pasqualino pescatore viveva in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore qualcosa che diceva un dì verrà. E un bel dì giunse a Sorrento una principessa indiana, sopra un grosso bastimento la bellissima Cari. Pasqualino la guardò e Cari si innamorò ed in India lo portò. Pasqualino Maharaja a cavallo all'elefante, con in testa un gran turbante, per la giungla se ne va. Pasqualino Maharaja non lavora, non fa niente, tra i misteri dell'Oriente fa il nababbo fra gli indulla, ulla, cento casse di diamanti grossi grossi, mentre principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja a insegnato a far la pista, tutta l'India ne va pazza, solo pizza vuol mangiare. Pasqualino Maharaja ha imparato a far l'indiano, ma da buon napoletano chiama tutti e fai la 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 la. Cento casse di diamanti grossi grossi, mentre principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja ha insegnato a far la pizza e tutta lì.
Pasqualina, is anybody going to give me a call? Can I get a week? I got people on this shiny going to talk about this morning though. I just want to call and talk to me about Christmas. I don't have a whole lot of stuff going on here on tonight. Well, I would like to at least get into the second half hour before I call it a night. I am telling you, I'm really concerned. Another interesting thing happened. Apparently, they put the block back on Facebook where I work. Just really kind of sad because it's cool and cool and have locked on social that way. And if they should, you know, numbers 347-5718. I love to be this complex social network. And in fact, the wisdom of blocks on anything. But even creating a, that's a minority view, though, and I find that real kind of sad. See, because Peter hit me on Facebook. I used Facebook a whole lot more effectively. Oh my God, Eric, I'm really glad that I wanted to listen. Oh, here's a great question, folks. What Dale Earnhardt and Pink Floyd have in common? Oh my gosh. So, what do Dale Earnhardt and Pink Floyd both have in common? Their biggest, after their biggest hits were The Wall. Oh, Hardy, Dimitris. A lot of things going on my Facebook. Not a bad allergy, actually, but man. I gotta go make those. Let's just what happens when we go to the profile. There's Norman died last. It's a throw down your things wall. Watch my nephew Eric. That's really kind of nice. He wrote on my wall. What did he write? Let me see. I got a call. Hey, there's a call. Go ahead. 916. You're on with Norm.
Hey, guy.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I've been trying to listen to you, but you've been breaking up quite a bit. Are you using Skype? Are you using
am Skyping. I'm Skyping tonight.
That explains it. Yeah, Skype isn't very good when you're calling.
It
for whatever reason, I've had the same problems with it. It's really flaky. Especially now, you're going from computer directly from your computer to the blog talk? Yeah. See, I've had the same difficulty.
Hello?
Yeah, you won't get consistent sound quality. It'll break up quite a bit.
That's really too bad, because that's what we're going to be using for the show.
Oh.
Because I can afford more money, you know.
Well, the only way...
You know what? We still have good connection right now, so don't you do that 3 or 7, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 3, and you know, it's a three-way with my buddy Carl and I.
Mm. The way I worked around it, just doing an experiment one time, you know, it was to... set up another account, I think I used your account, and then I called in as myself, you know, using the click to talk, and then I used the click to talk for speaking, because that seems to work just fine. But I muted the sound for the host, because that was on the Skype connection. So the only by logging into your account, I could still work the switchboard, but all the audio I did on a separate line.
What?
So that's kind
caller.
Yeah. So you could call in on Skype, or, you know, just to get access to your account, and then you'd have to call in on another account to utilize the audio portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I tried Skype numerous times, and I've tried Skype, from Skype to landline telephones, and it's good for about 1 minute, and then it goes all to hell.
Yeah, I really struggle with it. I get my brother all the time with my Skype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean...
Let me ask you a question here. I had somebody call in from an 860 number talking to me about some big guy shouldn't be on the air if I don't know about Connecticut wheat. Do you know anything about winter wheat farming in Connecticut? That's supposed to be the big story of the day.
It's some sort of a hybrid that they're using. I don't know if it's, I think there's some fear of cross-pollination and this and that. I know very little about it. We have the same thing here. We have the same thing here with cotton and a few other crops. But
it'll be the return of the killer wheat.
What do they want to do? They want to kill it?
I don't know. Just call up that any Connecticut wheat. Well, they grew wheat in Connecticut very much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you grow wheat, you go out to Illinois, Kansas, Nebraska.
Well, it's not the biggest issue in the world, but there's a myriad of genetically altered crops out there. I hate to burst anyone's bubble, but there'd be a whole lot of starving people if those seeds weren't out there.
Well, my favorite story in this whole thing was Monsanto developed a new some kind of corn. I don't remember exactly what it was, But they developed this new hybrid corn. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, these farmers bought it and grew up, you know, grew in their fields. And then the wind blew some of it out of the field of the guy next door.
Well, most of
they
this...
sued him. They sued
this...
him.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, a lot of this stuff is sterile. I mean, you know,
Well, this is what... And they won the lawsuit.
Mm.
The guy had to pay the royalties. The wind blew it over.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, that's...
blew the pollen.
Yeah, well, these
that's
are...
That's what wind does.
Yeah, these things have patents on them. That's for sure.
It's ridiculous. Now, as a religious case, wind blows pollen out of your land. It causes pollen with your crop. Do you own crop? Do you have the right to take the seeds and sell them?
Well, have you ever, when you're at the grocery store, now you buy plants like spaghetti squash or garlic or whatever from certain farmers? And propagation is illegal. It's illegal for you to take those seeds and use them, even though you bought the damn thing.
You know what?
Same thing with rose
bushes. I don't approve.
If you buy a rose bush and you cut a stem off and try to propagate another rose bush, that's illegal too.
You know, I can understand if you go buy garlic at the superstore, you know, to come home and not use the seeds. But if the wind blows pollen from your land to my land, and I didn't let, you know, put a wind blower behind your land or my land.
Well, that's accidental. I don't know why. Unless the guy knew about
they
it.
Won the lawsuit.
Yeah.
The guy had to give all the seeds back to Monsanto.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know the particulars of the case, but, you know, he must have known about it. That's the only way, you know, or if he didn't know about it, he didn't do anything. I mean, you know what I'm saying. It is the property of Monsanto.
Monsanto was about a million right? Hey, 8-0 out there. We're going to be urge you, give us a call, but we'll talk about that again. I don't know very much about it. Tell us something about it, please.
Well,
we hear from Cole, please, that it's some kind of a hybrid issue. So please call back 860 and inform us, help us, teach us. God, you know, I really was in a 100% sure I was going to make it through the whole night. You know, I don't think it had pretty flu, but I sure had some.
I'm having a hard time making out what you're saying, I'm afraid.
Uh-oh.
It's right, you know.
Is that better?
Yeah, sometimes it improves, you know, for like a minute or two.
Well,
I'm
just wondering if maybe the microphone is drifting away.
I tend to think it's probably, you know, a Skype issue itself. At least that's my experience, you know.
Yeah, it's really rainy and damp around here, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that... It has been my experience that telecommunications is much worse in the damp and rainy weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
I'm going to be in the place Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, it's funny. We had a different case out here than Monsanto. All the cotton farmers do nothing but genetically engineered white cotton, and that's all they grow. And then we had some people who wanted to grow raw natural cotton. Well, of course, their cotton is brown and all kinds of colors. So their seeds were moving over to the white crops.
To
know?
The white seeds.
So,
Jim Crow for seeds.
Well, yeah. So this was the natural stuff, which was contaminating the air, you know, the engineered stuff.
That's funny. Hey, if you got an idea about this, people out there, what is it? 347-945-6013. Let me check the chat room and see what we got going on.
Yeah, there were a couple people, but I think they've left because the sound, like I say, the sound was not working.
Really? That's unfortunate. It worked all right now. Hello.
Because I've noticed.
Still with me? Oh.
Yeah, I'm still here. See, when you play the music comes out just fine. So it's at, you know, it's at the
stipend. You know, actually, maybe this, you know, I don't buy the most expensive headsets. This one has been served for quite a while, too. So that could also be having something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, when the microphone drips away and...
Do you have a standalone mic, or are you using a built-in one, or?
No, I'm using a headset.
Oh, okay.
Microphone thing, no better shape, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just too lazy to go buy the good stuff.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
I heard the story of school, you know.
You can probably get a good microphone off of Amazon or one of them, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure I can, and I'm not doing it this week. All I'm doing this week is trying to stay up with being teaching and being, you know, learning a lot for the big show.
So this is...
Are you all about it next?
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about a show you're going to do? Is this like a Christmas show?
Well, no. Well, it's a Christmas show at school, yeah.
Oh,
they,
it's cool. Okay.
Yeah, they picked Dylan Thomas's... A Child's Christmas in Wales,
oh, okay,
and they adapted
yeah.
it to the stage. And I get to be Dylan Thomas.
Oh, so does
and
Dylan? So does Dylan Thomas puke on the stage like in real life, or?
No.
Well, actually,
a rumor has it that after the show, the director and I we're gonna. Single malts.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the way he died.
Yeah. Oh, he was a tragic figure. I mean, you know, all that talent, and you know, he just drank himself to death. That's the way it was. You know.
Drank himself to death in one act of death.
I can think of more than a few writers who did the same thing, you know. Although they didn't go quite as fast as they did.
That's an interesting question. Why do writers do that? Are they sexing it?
There's something with, you know, the way they internalize things, you know, to produce their characters and their situations and all of that. And it's obviously a very stressful thing. I mean, from Capote to the Stephen King to Poe, you know, on and on you can go with them.
Oh, absolutely.
They drank enormous quantities of alcohol just to get through the day, you know. So, well, King is off the stuff now. I read his biography.
Yeah, he's actually written some good books about writing. Really, I just think anybody out there, you know, they want to read a great book, read even things in writing. It's really a good book. The introduction to this book and short story is pretty cool, too. What's the name of that? Do you know?
I don't know if you, I could barely make you out, but what was this again?
Sorry, Stephen King's new short story.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I don't. I've heard, I haven't really kept up with that before.
But I read the, you know, it really was great stuff.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. I haven't,
I always put with people, so. Throw the classic out and let them read Stephen King.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not.
Well, they could pick up his style since everybody's copying it these days.
That's true. Let's see here.
But with King, it isn't just his style, it's that he has these incredibly good ideas. And he can put a story together faster than anybody ever has. And, you know, there's a lot more to his work, you know. So
I
even
know,
his bad stuff is pretty damn good, you know. Like, what can we say?
You know what? That's a great... hey, you know what? I just don't check out a book. I need to try to finish it. The show Dan Mount's new book, The Lost Symbol. It worth the read. It's certainly a long, 500 pages. It's for an 8 hour.
Yeah, I'm barely getting this.
Oh, sorry, better help.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, I think they've changed hands recently. At least there's some new investors and all of that. And
who has?
Skype. Now that was, I believe, owned by eBay, and they sold a significant percentage of it to
Did eBay sell it or buy it?
No,
did eBay?
Now they sold it. Or they sold it.
Okay.
They didn't sell all of it. They sold a large portion of it. And where they plan to go with this, I'm not sure. You know, but I mean, it hasn't. I don't think it's been commercially viable. Not yet, anyway. But then I can't think of any of these. I don't know, Magic Jack or Vonage.
Vonage, I think, is already gone to the history books.
Yeah, well, no, it's still around. I still see advertising for it, but...
hey, anybody out there?
Tremendous money.
Anybody out there who said Vonage or Skype or Red Jack, and you know, 3 or 7, 9, 5, 6, 4, 3. Don't worry, we'll wait for them.
Well, I hope I hope this comes out better on your podcast.
It's fine. I'm pretty sure the problem is my headset.
Mm-hmm.
So I should get a good one, but. The problem with me getting a good one is
going to Best Buy and
buying
it.
I abuse them and they die. I might as well abuse an $8.95 one as an $89.95 one.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I bought? I bought a really nice studio quality Sennheiser. And it's the really soft velvet ones that covers your whole ear. They're very, very comfortable. Oh, they're just beautiful. And the sound is, like, perfect. I've sort of learned over the years that when it comes to certain things, you don't buy cheap. And as far as my music and sound, I buy the best I can, you know.
And how much do they cost?
I think I got them on sale for around $90. I mean, they were originally like $129. I got them, you know, a lot cheaper. And like I say, they're studio quality. You know, these are the same things the guys are using in, you know, recording studios and whatever, radio.
Hey, everybody, it's at 10 minutes, so you better give us a call at 347-945-6713. I'm very, very, very tired. These last days of school before vacation, this is just insanity. We're out of our minds.
So are you loading the kids up with work to take home?
Not me. You're going to get back in any minute.
Well, they have off, about almost 2 weeks, I think, right?
Right. If you give them a ton of work to do, you've got to read it then. At least if you have any kind of scruples or responsibility. There are those of us who do not believe in it is work.
Yeah. I'm just, most of the kids around here, they go to this charter school, and it's a preparatory. They're in middle school, and it's college prep at middle school. I mean, you know. So they work them to death. You should see the backpack these kids carry.
Right, and it's all useless, stupid stuff.
I guess. I don't know. It's a good exercise carrying all them books around, I suppose. But, they get home, and they have to start their homework immediately. To get it done, we're talking hours they spend on this, you know. I need a ride home from school or that, and I see the books they carry, and it's just incredible, you know.
There's another question up there for you, how much you can do. Get money at work.
I'm not.
What should you do with school besides read and write?
Well,
somebody tell me what you read and write. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm an observer, and I'm not a first-hand observer either. You know, it's just an observation.
Hey, well, here's some. Do you like UCM?
I didn't get that.
Oh, are you like UCM?
Yeah, no, it's just broken up too much. I can't understand it.
All right, how about now?
A little better.
Are you a lifer in USCF?
Oh, the USCF you're talking about?
Yes. U.S., yes, are you a member?
Oh, am I still a member?
I'm a life member.
My number? I'm not getting it.
I don't know. You know what? This is, there's something not right here tonight. So I'm going to call it quits.
Mm-hmm. I guess in about an hour ago, later, you'll be able to replay this and you know, maybe you can pick up where, you know, what's
going on. I don't know. But, you know, I think we'll end, I don't know. We did the Italian music. We did the...
Now I can hear you perfectly fine. Whatever the hell you did, I don't know what you did.
I just wiggled my headphones.
Oh. are.
So I got a feeling it might be in the wiring and stuff. Just in my bag, I'm going to school.
You know, a lot of times it can be the jack. The connection is not very good.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
So any kind of movement is going to screw it up, you know.
The reason it makes me think that it's got to be maybe in the microphone stem and stuff is because I hear you perfectly fine all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I'm on a telephone. I'm on my mobile, or not mobile, my whatever the fuck, you know. It's a landline.
I'll be getting the principal because I've been telling kids now to call Norm at night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, for you guys, it's not that late, I guess, for them. You know, don't kids, most of your kids stay up till 10 o'clock, 11, something like that?
Oh, easily. I'm still in the morning playing the game.
I'm trying to remember at that age what time I went to bed. I think it was around 10, 11. When you're like in 7th grade or 8th grade.
Well, I went to bed you go to school in the morning.
Of course, these days they have their own televisions and whatever. And so
that's true.
Who knows when they get to bed.
My bedroom was a bedroom, and there was no telephone, actually, at the time I shared it with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I even have my own bedroom.
Yeah, well, once I got to high school, that all ended, and then I'd fall asleep watching Johnny Carson and whatever.
I never had a TV in my room. In the bedroom, actually, right in the bedroom. I never had a TV in my bedroom until I got married.
Oh, okay. Actually, except for when I was a kid, then I had a TV, but now I had never had it. Yeah, I've got two televisions and, but when I go to sleep, I go to sleep. That's,
right.
You know, I might sleep on the couch with the TV on, but that's, sometimes I'll have a fireplace, I got the fireplace going, and it's just nicer and warmer here, so that's where I sleep, I have, wherever the hell I want to sleep, I sleep,
Why not?
I never could
bother the fireplace, just too much trouble.
Well, in the summer, I'll, sometimes sleep out here on the patio, because I don't have a real problem with mosquitoes and all that, So if it's a nice, cool night, I just get the lounge chair out, and there we go.
All right, well. Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
All right, I'm going to put some Irish coffee on to take it out, and I will talk to you next week.
Okay, I will definitely give you a call, and I hope you can work the thing out. If you need me to, get the thing going or whatever, give me at least about an hour ahead of time.
Okay.
Because takes me a while to set it up,
Right, I had no idea that I was going to be tired tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that I'd come back from play practice and everything would be fine. But anyway, here's a little Irish coffee to sip before you go to bed.
Okay,
this
man.
Is the... Norm at Night is done for this Tuesday.
Okay, man. Take care of yourself. Good night.